Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer and comedian, Emily Winter. If you like this podcast, which I very much hope you do, you can support it by buying my book, One Day Smarter. It's a trivia book. It's fun. It's great for the holidays. You could also support it by Venmoing me directly, because I do everything myself. My Venmo is Emily-Winter, and I love little bits of money coming in, or big bits. Love big bits, you know, with little ghost emoji. Oh, man, that warms my heart. So, yeah, I hope you love this episode as much as I do. And just, I hope you're great. Okay, I hope you're just really enjoying this spooky season. It's wonderful. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have Missy Hall. Missy, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
I'm so excited to talk to somebody who's actually in Wilmington, Delaware, a place that I accidentally sent a pizza once when I was trying to get it to go to Wilmington, North Carolina for our festival.
If it had come to me, that would have been the most, you know, universal awesome moment ever. How weird would that be?
Oh my gosh, I want to find the person. I don't think it ended up in anybody's hands because they kept calling, being like, I'm on Front Street. And I was like, I'm on Front Street. And they were like, what state are you in? And I was like,
So bad. When we were house hunting, I fell in love with a house that I found in Wilmington, and it was in our price range, and it had been designed by a movie producer. I'm like, what is happening that this movie producer was here in Wilmington? It was in Wilmington, North Carolina.
That's so funny. Okay, so I'm not the only one. I was like, there was a murder in the house. Nope.
Yeah. This wrong state. Mm-mm.
So does your story take place in Wilmington, Delaware?
It actually takes place, I was in college in Delaware, and this story takes place on like the main line in Philadelphia.
Okay.
The older section of houses there at a professor's house.
Love it. Philly's creepy, right? There's some, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. There's a vibe. There's a vibe in some of those old areas, and sometimes I'm never conscious of that, but my body has a reaction to some places,
you know, interesting.
Yeah, and it's not huge. Like, it's not dramatic. Like, I'll never have my own TV special or anything like that, but I will get like a kind of dizzy. Are you afraid of heights at all? Like, if you look out a window?
I'm not, but my husband and my dad are severely afraid. So I know what it's like to be with a person. And I felt it. Like,
you know that you kind of feel like something's tilting.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yep. Interesting. Ah, so you get that in Philly. Where else do you get that?
I got it. My husband and I just did a tour in Europe, and I got it several places when we were in Bratislava. I also have gotten it, this is so strange, but I've gotten it like just in a random shopping mall before.
I get them in malls, and I wonder if it's all the electricity. Sometimes I get a little dizzy in a mall, and I wonder if it's just like so much like lights, electricity, blah, 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 blah. My body's like, whoa.
It could be, but there's been a couple times when I'm doing that thing of like, somebody here isn't good. You know, just a weird thing. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, is it my daughter? Now, this doesn't happen to her much anymore, but she and I both are very attuned to people's energies. And when she was little, she would see lights around people, and she would see lights in place. I actually got her eyes checked because I wanted to make sure there was nothing neurological, because she'd go, right. Mommy, there's red all over that man. I want to leave. And so just a little quirky something. And it's so funny because when you talk about it, it sounds dramatic, but it would just be a normal part of the day. You know what I mean? Like, there'd be day, ice cream man playing Barbies. Mommy, that man in that truck has red over him. I want to go home. You know, it was just.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's a little beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
Does she still like feel that way at all?
She does respond very much to people's energies. She is somebody who she can sense very negative energies, and she feels it. Like, she definitely feels it.
For sure.
It's so real. I have the friendliest little pit mix, and she goes up to everybody everywhere we go. She always wants to come inside. Like, she was the star of Home Depot yesterday. I brought her to a bodega in New York when we were still living in New York. I always go in there, whatever, buy a juice or something, and she hid behind me like I've never seen. Like, she was hiding, and then this man turned around and he was like, "Nice pit bull. I would cut their ears," and blah blah blah. And he was telling you all the horrible things that he did to his pit bulls, and she already knew, and she was hiding behind my legs. It's like she knew already. It's
She
crazy.
knew. She right.
Just
Right.
energy. People feel energy.
They
Dogs
did,
feel
they feel wrong. And then, and this isn't even my ghost story, but I can tell you a pretty cool, another cool story about my daughter when she was little.
Oh. Yeah, tell me that, and then we'll get to your ghost story. And I think that I'm hoping that all of the listeners are into both ghosts and just like anything sort of around it. I love like energy and predictive stuff and all this.
Well, and it's one of those things where I even bring it up because I think ghosts are energy. So I think if you have some sensitivity to it, you will feel a more actual ghost experience. Is I do think they go hand in hand. But this was kind of spooky, kind of cool. As I told you, she was a baby. Like when she was two, she would tell me about lights and things and and my husband at the time thought I was nuts. Nobody really thought anything of it. And then the first time I got her a babysitter, she was four. And we had a girl come to the house. She didn't know me. She didn't know my, we got somebody qualified. Like she was actually more certified to be alone with the kid than we were, you know. And I gave her money to take Carly out for some frozen yogurt. And we got home and she met us at the door. Carly was upstairs asleep, but the babysitter met us at the door. She's like, "I just need to tell you something." She's like, "When Carly and I went out to go get yogurt, we saw a very, very bad accident." I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. That is so, that's so disturbing." And I was trying to be, you know, supportive for the babysitter, but in my head, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what did my kids see?" You know, and I was like, "Is everybody, is Carly see it?" She goes, "Yes." She's like, "But you need to know this. We were stopped." And Carly gasped, was like, "Oh, that lady," and couldn't even speak right. She's like, "That lady just went to heaven." And the babysitter had said, "What, how do you know?" I mean, because the ambulance was all around. She's like, "See the rainbow out of the car? See the rainbow?" So Carly saw that
Oh
and
my
wasn't even traumatized by the accident, which
Because she saw like a positive outcome.
she didn't, yeah, she was too young to understand the fear and trauma around an accident. All she saw was a bunch of the cars with lights and all of that, and she saw that. And then they believed me. I was like,
Wow.
yeah.
My daughter has powers.
Yeah, I'm like, ta-da. I mean, yeah, it was pretty cool. It was
Oh my
pretty cool.
gosh, I love that so much.
It's just,
Wow.
yeah, it makes me feel good about how life and probably afterlife work, you know.
Dude, this is so
Yeah.
sad. I should be reading books and everything, and instead I'm just on TikTok watching all these videos about people and their near-death experiences or, mediums talking about what happened when I'm like, see, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I know how this ends. It's all gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's gonna be a rainbow. Damn
Oh my gosh,
it.
amazing. Okay, so let's go back to your college experience in
Woo. Okay.
Delaware. I'm so
Right.
excited.
Yeah. So I was a senior at University of Delaware. Now, this was like 1989. I am not young. It was 1989, and I was taking a graduate level course. So it was super small. There were only like eight of us in the classroom, and our professor at the time was had just turned 30. She was just finishing her doctorate. And it was a and it was so cool, and I felt so cool because everybody in there was older, and it was like, you know, my first experience, like I'm a true intellectual, you know. You know that feeling that you
And
get
some teachers will like manifest that feeling in the classroom, and you're like,
it.
I'm sorry, I'm really smart.
I'm
Sorry.
so smart. I'm so smart and cool. Yeah, I had that That the class had that whole vibe. And our final grade was based on just a 20-page paper and a 10-minute presentation, an oral presentation. And to make it even cooler, she's like, you know what? Guys, I want to celebrate. Let's all come to my house and we'll do like this group dinner. We'll do like an almost Thanksgiving dinner because that's the time of year it was. She's like, we'll have some wine. We'll go over everybody's projects. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is what I have been waiting for my entire college experience. Okay. Yeah. So, and I did my research on, I think it was something to do with women dealing with breast cancer. I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. But she invited us to her house. It was an old row home, like beautiful old row home. I think it was Main Line, Philadelphia. It was in that area. I don't remember the exact address. I was stoked. Like I was really, really excited. So the day comes, I had a Chevrolet Chevette. Do you remember those? Are you old enough to remember those? Oh my gosh.
I'm bad at cars. I might be old enough to remember, but I'm bad at cars.
If I showed you a picture, you'd be like, oh yeah, that kind of little car. I can still remember I pulled up to the front of the house. It was street parking and it was just beautiful. And I remember looking around and as soon as I stepped out of my car, I felt like the road tilted. Like I just felt this, ooh, yucky feeling.
Okay.
And I can still see in my mind's eye, the houses, and it was so pretty. It was all the old trees and stuff. And I had my bag with my project in it. And I went to the door and I felt butterflies and I felt almost like I wanted to cry.
Oh, wow.
And I knocked on the door and she opened it and said, come on in. And when I was hesitating to go in, it was like, I didn't want to go into the house.
Yeah.
But I went in and all my classmates were there and it felt weird.
Okay.
And I thought, well, why am I so nervous? Why am I so nervous? And I went and there was a spot on a sofa up against a window where I sat down and I'm sitting there and Emily, the whole time people were talking and giving their presentations, I literally could not tell you one word anybody said.
Whoa. Couldn't
tell you anything.
You were just
and I kept looking over my shoulder. And there was this one girl in the class who had, you know, like platinum blonde dyed hair and she wore black lipstick. Mm-hmm. It was cool. Like she was cooler than all of us. And I remember she was sitting and she had like this glass of red wine and was just nodding. And her face is the only face I remember.
Okay.
And suddenly a wind up alarm clock went off, you know, the typical like ding, 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 ding alarm. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I was like, is somebody up there? And I'm thinking, maybe that's what I'm feeling like some, and she's like, no, she's like, that thing just goes off by itself sometimes. So as the alarm clock is going off, she goes to run upstairs. As soon as she hits like halfway mark, it stops. And she's just like, oh, I hate that. And I had the chills. And again, I kept looking behind me because I'm like, I felt it behind my head. So then we took a break and I didn't even volunteer to go. And I was one of the biggest talkers in the class because I was oh so cool. So smart, so intellectual. Like I was not a quiet student, couldn't say a word. Then we decided to break for dinner. So we get
up. You haven't given your presentation at this point.
I haven't given my presentation,
yeah.
Which is weird because I'm usually the one and done. I want to get it over. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, I was frozen. Absolutely frozen. We get up to go in the kitchen. I follow the cool chick with the red wine into the kitchen with the professor. And Wendy, that was the professor's name. We've got to call her Wendy.
It makes you feel so like sophisticated.
So cool. So Wendy's bending over to pull a roast out of the oven. And the girl, the cool chick, is like, how old is this house? And she's like, well, it dates back to the 1800s. And I blurt out, is it haunted? And the professor turns, like stops, frozen, looks at me, and she's like, I don't know, why do you ask?
Oh, man.
And the other girl goes, well, it's definitely haunted, but I don't sense a malevolent presence. And I'm thinking, whatever's here doesn't like me.
Whoa.
But, and then I tried to eat dinner. I barely remember that part of it. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting in the dining room. I remember she had these beautiful plants. So, and that's all I could focus on, was like trying to eat something, looking at the plants, and knowing I had to give my presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So after dinner, I go to sit down. It's my turn to present. I stumbled and stammered for like 3 minutes, and then I just left.
And you left the house?
I left the house.
Wow.
And as I was leaving, she grabbed my arm. The professor grabbed my arm and said, hey, would you mind coming to my office on campus tomorrow at 8 o'clock? And I was like, I'll be there. And I had tears in my eyes because I knew I had just flunked. I got in my car. I could not shake the feeling until when I crossed the Delaware line is when I started to feel it. I had to go spend the night at a friend's house. Like I was shook.
Oh my God.
Totally shook.
Wow.
Yeah. So the next day I do almost like the walk of shame into her office.
Yeah.
And she's like, so what happened to you yesterday? And I was like, I must have gotten nervous about my presentation. And she said, that's bullshit. You haven't shut up the whole semester.
I love it.
Like, oh, cut. She's like, what was it about my house you didn't like? I was like, it's a beautiful house. I love it. It was beautiful. I was just having an off night. Like I was so defensive. And she's like, stop. She's like, what happened to you in my house?
Oh my God.
And I said,
rules.
Yeah. Yeah. She was awesome. And then I described her. I described the dizzy feeling, the feeling like I was going to cry, the feeling that somebody was watching me and didn't want me there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay. And she's like, I'd like you to keep this conversation between us, which I did. I honored that for years. I've never used her last name in a story. She's like, but I don't want you to feel crazy. She's like, I bought that house at the end of last summer. She's like, and I got all moved in. She's like, and I had to go back. I think she was in Idaho or someplace to finish some PhD work. She's like, so I had a friend come to water my plants and just kind of keep the place fresh. She's like, I was gone 2 weeks, but my friend called me and was like, hey, does somebody else have a key to the house?
Oh God.
And the professor was like, no, why? She's like, well, she's like, the plants have had puddles of water under them this whole time.
What?
I haven't watered them once.
What?
She's like, and some of the stuff that you have on tables, like some of your like knickknacks and picture frames have been moved around.
Oh my God.
Okay. And the professor was like, I didn't really think that much of it. She's like, I thought maybe, you know, I don't know. I didn't know. She's like, and I was in my own head about schoolwork and stuff. And I was like, well, if it didn't show signs of anybody being broken, then I'm not worried about it. She's like, so I come home. She's like, and that's when I had to realize, and this, she goes, it was at the beginning of this school year. She's like, the one we were in, she's like, I had to kind of accept there was something going on I couldn't understand. She's like, you've got to remember. She's like, I'm a scientist. I believe in things that I can study, that I can research, that I can prove. She's like, I had to learn that not everything is that clear. She's like,
wow.
Because I would come home and some of my family pictures would be like face down.
That's scary.
Right? It's like movie stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, I never watered the plants and they were always overflowing.
So I'm like confused about this ghost. Is it like trying to kill the plants? Does it want to keep the plants alive but kill the humans?
Flashing forward, I will tell you, and then I'll tell you what happened at the end. But I did look up overwatered plants. And apparently that is one of the typical paranormal experiences.
Wow, I didn't know that because you don't see that in movies.
And this was, and you know what's funny is I looked that up like in a book. This was 1989. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was looking it up, like watering of plants. And apparently that's a thing. I don't know.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I love it.
So I'm sitting there with my mouth hanging open. And she's like, but then Missy, one day I overslept and I went downstairs and I saw an old lady sitting in my living room. And I swear she looked just as surprised to see me as I was to see her.
Oh my God.
She's like, and then she faded away. She's like, but I didn't feel any fear or anything like you described. She's like, and I saw her a few more times. She's like, but it was always at times when I wasn't supposed to be home. She's like, it would be like if I overslept or if there was a holiday or something, I'd see her. She's like, and no one else. She's like, you know, I've had professors come over and we'd party. And she's like, nobody's seen her or experienced anything like that. And I was like, oh. And she's like, but I just didn't want you to feel crazy. I was like, thank you. And she's like, there's something else you should know. And I was like, what's that? She's like, you were sitting exactly where I always see her.
Oh man, I got the chills so bad. Amazing. So she was like, get out of my chair.
Yeah, I think I was in her chair. And I guess if I could sense her, maybe she could sense me more than other people. I don't know. I'll never know, right?
Whoa. Okay, I have to ask. Did she let you redo your presentation?
Yes, she did. I didn't have to do a presentation. She just let me do some work on the paper. Yeah.
Amazing. Yes. So it worked out.
It absolutely worked out.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So it's like your body knew that this was going to happen and
something new. I knew. And that nothing that intense has ever happened to me before or since. I've had the feeling, and I've had, you know, like, I have a thing with, I'll get to that later if you want to hear it, but never an actual ghost. Like, that was an actual ghost.
The thing that's so interesting to me is that it was not a malevolent presence for other people, but it was for you. But the fact that you took her chair makes sense.
That's what I'm hearing. Because, and here's the thing, and I'm clearly speculating, maybe she was like, you know that I'm here. Why are you sitting in my spot? You know what I mean? Like
she's annoyed. Like, yeah, if she's surprised, if she's acting like, hey, I'm still alive. Like, she's not fully accepting that. She's like, why are you sitting on my lap, lady? You know?
Yeah. You know? And here's the other thing. Emily, when I got to that house, the rest of the class was there. Why was everybody else sitting in other chairs and nobody else had taken a spot on the couch?
Oh, man. Yeah, the couch is usually the first thing.
Right? That's you.
Not the middle seat, but the two ends get taken first. Yeah.
I was at an end on the couch.
That's the prime spot.
Yeah, that's where you sit. There's the table next to you. So I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story.
It was really cool. And it affected me because I was like, because that it was scary. It was not a happy feeling. It was a scary feeling. There was something not right. And I'm hoping it was, you know, it was probably just as little as a misunderstanding of like, you see me, you feel me here. Why? You know what I mean? It was one of those things and maybe, I don't know, but it was so creepy. But I got to hand it to that professor because, you know, she's taking a chance. Now as a grown-up, I'm thinking, my gosh, she's, you know, had just turned 30, had just gotten hired by the University of Delaware. And she took a pretty big chance telling an underclassman
that like your my house is haunted, there's a ghost, blah blah blah. You could have been like, we have a professor who's losing it.
See, and I could have spread it. Like, she took a chance, and I didn't think of that till I got older, but that was pretty awesome that she felt like it was appropriate to tell me because she could see what a mess I was.
Wendy, we love you, Wendy. Yes. Wherever you are. Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
It was really cool.
What a cool story. Yeah. So you were saying that you have something else that you want to talk about, like energy wise, or I would love to hear.
One of the things, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian and I'm an actor, and I always had been performing, and my dad was not happy about it. Now, he never once saw me. He died before I started stand-up. I started stand-up. I'm in my 10th year. But he used to get upset about all the time I spent doing theater. Mm-hmm. He's like, there's no future in that, blah, 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 blah. And he even went so far as to warn my second husband, like, don't let her do all that theater. And I was like, going to blow my stack. Don't let her do all that theater stuff. It takes her over. It's a bone of contention. Okay.
Yeah.
So cut to, my father passed. I started doing stand-up comedy. And about 5 years in, things were going well. And my husband at the time did well. And he's like, hey, why don't you stop teaching and just substitute? And that way you can focus on comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Now, he had no prior history of mental illness or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
In that house, his daughter twice experienced sleep paralysis, feeling like somebody was on her chest and breathing in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter still talks about that house as if it gave her the creeps. Wow. I didn't feel anything there, but I wasn't happy, but I didn't, you know, okay. But that's just a little something.
Okay.
Paul, my husband at the time, had no history of mental illness. As soon as I quit my job, he had a full-blown psychotic break, ended up hospitalized, and turned all his it was a very scary situation for me because I was seen as the enemy. It was really, really weird.
Like, he had you as the enemy. Like, yes. You were the embodiment of everything bad.
Okay. Yes. And yeah. So it was not one of those like stand by your man thing. It was like, I had to get out of the house. Well, a couple months prior to that, when I was doing comedy, and this is an important part I left out, I would see a feather before I went up to do my set.
Like?
On the floor.
Okay, so it would be a physical, actual feather.
A physical feather. And on a stage, like one time I was at theater, it made sense. Like there's dancers, a feather. I'm like,
there's boas, there's bullshit, yeah.
Yeah. But then it would be like, I'd be in a bar and there'd be like a pigeon feather on the floor when I'd go up to do a set. On a day that I had a show, there'd be like a feather on the hood of my car. Like I just started seeing them. And I was like, this is weird. And why am I noticing them? Right. Mm-hmm. Because even if I'm walking my path, there'd be a feather. I'm like, it became tuned into them. Well, one day when things were particularly bad and I was leaving the house, I was backing out of the driveway and I saw a pile in the front yard. It was black and fluffy. I thought it was a kitten. Okay. Like now, literally, he's raging inside. I've got to leave. I've got to make sure the girls are safe. And there's this, and I'm like, oh my God, is this kitten I have to rescue? Where would that have been?
I can't save any more souls.
Yeah. So I get out of the car. I go, it's just a clump of black fluffy feathers.
Whoa.
So the feather thing, a friend of mine literally loaned me a house to stay in.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was a feather on the porch when I got there.
Wow.
Okay. So I looked it up because I knew nothing about feathers.
Right.
I looked up feathers and I looked up black feathers. And those are a sign that you're being supported and it's going to be okay and you're being healed.
Whoa, that's beautiful.
So then I was like, okay. Now this feather thing continued for a couple of years and it still continues to this day.
Oh my gosh.
I found out my father had three other children before he met my mother. I'd never met them.
Whoa.
After his death, a woman reached out to me. She's like, I'm pretty sure I'm your half-sister. And I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. And we've emailed, we've met in person. One day, out of the blue, she calls me. And she's like, I need you to know something. She's like, you're going to think I'm a nut. And we don't know each other. She's like, right. She goes, I have a friend that's a psychic. She's like, I know you probably don't believe in that, blah, blah, blah. She's like, but I got to tell you. She said to me, she's like, there's a girl, a woman, August birthday. Let her know everything's going to be okay. I see birds and feathers everywhere around her. Let her know it's going to be fine. Okay, so she's telling me this. Her daughter was also born in August, but was not going through any life trauma at all.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what? And then the woman says, no, this woman's going through a horrible time. And then she reached out to me, Deanne, my half-sister, was like, then I remembered what you were going through with your divorce and stuff. She's like, it was you. You're going to be fine. There's birds.
And your August birthday?
And I'm the August birthday.
Amazing.
So I'm like, did my dad start when he realized that performing is what I should do? Start giving me these signals. And then, like, what made this woman, after a whole lifetime, reach out to me to let me know that she's my half-sister?
Right.
Then reach out to me and tell me that this person saw feathers. Like, did my dad have something to do with it? Is that a spirit of?
I mean, maybe he was like, oh, you need to get out of this.
Like, right. You need to get out of this.
And the
performing is where you're supposed to be. You know, because I still see.
Like, because you were seeing them like on stage.
I was seeing them on stage.
It was like him accepting that this is you and he's been trying to drive you in a different direction all this time.
And then when he said that, the pile with that relationship, and then at the house where I was going to be staying, there was a feather in the house. There was a feather in the bathroom. When I met Jeremy, there were feathers everywhere. My husband now, there were feathers everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. I have pictures of us taking a walk and feathers at our feet. Like, it was just, and I know, and yes, there are feathers everywhere in the world, and not every feather is something I see as something for me. I know when it's for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Oh, you know, but I think that's like from another realm. I really do. There's no coincidence that it started, and I didn't put together, I still resented my dad for being, you know, like, you shouldn't perform, you should focus on other things.
Yeah.
And I realized, wait a minute, I think this is his, like, no, I'm sorry, I was wrong,
I mean, I feel like you let go. I mean, I don't know, but according to Soul TikTok or whatever, you let go of a lot of the stuff you were holding on to in life, and like, you can see more clearly, and, you know, you're like more accepting and loving, and yeah.
Right. That's what I'm like, there's something to it, and why would I be thinking of that? But, and again, it feels more like happy ghosty type stuff,
which honestly I think is more common.
I do too.
I'm like, the more I do this podcast, the more happy ghost stories I have, which I love being scared, but I'm happy that most encounters are not trying to like steal our soul and bring them to hell, you know?
Yes. Well, and that's the thing, is it's like spiritually and as a human, it makes me feel good that there's all this energy and all this endless possibility of what's next to come. That one experience I had really was terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
It was so, so scary. And it, you know, it wasn't like big bloody scary teeth or anything like that, but it was real fear. It was real fear.
I wonder like what happened to that house, you know?
I know. To be honest, I wish I remembered the address.
Yeah.
Just so I could drive by. Would I still feel something?
Honestly,
has time passed that, you know?
probably like most of these old houses there are haunted anyways, you know, you could probably wander into anyone.
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh my gosh. I love these stories. This has been amazing. Thank you so much.
Goodness, thank you.
Do you have anything else that you want to talk about, or should we go to plugs and all about you?
No, just everything's fun. It's just, it is really fun to get to talk about it.
I love it. And I love meeting people through it. And like, you know, you get a few crazies every once in a while, but most people are pretty down to earth. And
that's like, what I was going to ask you, like, aren't you finding that most people, again, there's always going to be a wackadoo in any situation, but aren't you amazed at the number of just your normal average people that you would be your peers that have these kind of stories that you wouldn't know about if you were just at a stand-up show with them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Seriously, most of the people are really normal and
that's
just
awesome.
Lovely and just like articulate and good storytellers. And they're like, I didn't expect this. I didn't necessarily want this. This is what happened. And I love that.
Yeah, it's very cool. It is very, very cool.
So Missy, where can people find you on the internet, your stand-up, anything else that you want to plug?
Well, I'm kind of excited. My album Scoot Up just got picked up by SiriusXM.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. It should be starting to be able to be heard soon on Raw Dog and She's So Funny. And that's called Scoot Up. You can also find it on any of the streaming platforms. I really, really am working on building up social now. My Instagram is Missy G Hall, and because Missy Hall was already taken. So Missy G Hall, but on Facebook, I am Missy Hall. Really, I would love for people to find me on Facebook. I go live with my husband on a show. We call it The Hallway. And it's kind of our date night, but we do it with an audience and do talkings. If we go live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, just for an hour, and we usually talk with people, talk with each other. It's usually pretty goofy. You won't learn anything.
Is that on Facebook or Instagram?
That's on Facebook.
Okay.
That's on Facebook.
Cool.
So Missy Hall. Missy G Hall on Instagram.
Amazing. Congratulations on SiriusXM. Oh man, you're going to have checks coming in for you. I have like a little bit on SiriusXM from old, like a long time ago, like 5 years ago. I just got a check for $10. I'm like, this is doing better than my book. Like,
well, it's funny because I had two other recordings that are on streaming platforms and they have like over 500,000 streams, but I think I've made $16. But with Sirius, I think it's actually real.
You're going to get paid.
Yeah. I was going to say, just trying to get paid.
Yeah.
And and I perform all over. So anybody following me on social media, I could end up in your area. Like I was just in Oklahoma with Caroline Ray, you know.
Oh, cool. How fun.
Yeah. So I can be here in Delaware. I can be in New Jersey. I could be in Montana. I never know. So.
Oh, amazing. Well, I'm so happy I got to know you through this podcast.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Oh gosh, thank you. Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you want to find me, talk to me, tell me your ghost story, be on the podcast, reach out at Emily MC Winter. That's Emily McWinter on Instagram or Twitter. Buy my book, One Day Smarter. Rate and review. You got homework, people. Have a great week. Okay, goodbye.